Underdog Collectibles is an online shop run for collectors by collectors. Join them every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday night as they break new products, talk sports, and hopefully you'll pull a great hit to add to your collection. Visit them at www.udogcollect.com and tell them Wax Pack Hero sent you. Remember, always bet on the underdog. You're listening to the Wax Pack Hero Sports Card Minute, a podcast where we discuss both the hobby and business sides of collecting. I'm your host, Mike Summer, and I want to help you buy, sell, and trade your way into a collection you'll love. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Wax Pack Hero Sports Card Minute. Well, we are now in 2021. It's the beginning of the year. And what does everyone do at the beginning of the year? That's right. They talk about goals. And that's what I'm going to do as well. I'm a goal-motivated person. And so I am going to talk about goals and what some of my goals are for 2021. But first, I want to talk a little bit about 2020, because I did a version of this episode at the beginning of last year, very early in the lifetime of the podcast. And so I want to talk a little bit about 2020. It was a year of ups and downs. And when I did this episode last year, COVID was not even on our radar. I didn't know we'd be struggling our way through the effects of social injustice like we did in the summer. We had wildfires, flooding, and an active hurricane season, and that added natural disasters to the issues that we had to deal with as a nation. We ended up with a year that many would like to forget. There are a lot of things that went wrong in 2020, but there were also a lot of things that went right. I want to make sure that we don't forget that. Many communities came together like never before, and appreciation of family was highlighted. And for many, the benefits of finding a work-life balance was brought to the forefront. From a card perspective, it might have been the best year we've ever seen in the hobby. Personally, while my card-related goals changed significantly throughout the year, it ended up being the most profitable year I've ever experienced. I started 2020 with four goals. I wanted to complete the 1969 Topps baseball set. Check. I wanted to complete seven 2020 sets. That didn't happen. I wanted to have card sales cover the cost of card purchases. Also another one in the success column. And I wanted to grow the Wax Pack Hero community. Check. It felt good to complete that 1969 Topps set. The Nolan Ryan was my final card and provided a nice cap to the set, which took some effort to build. I love these vintage sets, and owning a 50-year-old piece of history is just pretty cool. Goal 2 was probably the biggest shift for me. I didn't get all 7 sets. With the price of wax selling for 2 to 5 times MSRP, a shortage of availability at the retail level, and the time I needed to spend sorting my newly acquired million card inventory, a critical examination of my complete set goals was needed. I decided to strip down my PC set goal to the Topps flagship and Topps update sets. Now, I did happen to come across a Bowman set and a base Bowman draft set due to some large lots that I purchased, but I abandoned altogether the two Heritage releases. Now, I had a goal of also creating 150 pieces of content on the blog and podcast. And this is another one that shifted a bit. I ended up creating about 50 blog posts, which was about right on target. And when I started the year, I was doing 2 podcast episodes a week. And so my goal accounted for about 100 podcasts over the course of the year. However, in October, I shifted to 1 episode a week, which ended up meaning that I was a little bit short of my original target. However, I did produce over 120 pieces of TikTok content alone, including one video which reached over 1 million views. And TikTok was not even really on my radar. I had no idea what I might do with TikTok when I started 2020. My Twitter community grew from about 1,200 to just under 3,000, which blew past my goal of 2,400 followers. I wanted to grow blog traffic from about 3,500 page views a month to 6,000. I'm happy to say that I ended December with about 11,000 page views a month. I started that TikTok account I referenced in March and went from 0 to over 4,000 followers on that platform in 9 months. And finally, I had a goal of growing the podcast audience to 1,000 listeners. And this one is more of a mixed result, depending on how you look at it. There have been several individual episodes over the course of the year which have eclipsed that 1,000 download mark, but the running average is in that 800 to 900 range as calculated by Anchor. In addition, there's some streams on YouTube which add a bit to the total, but overall, if I'm honest, I have a little bit of work to do to continue building the podcast audience. Now let's talk a little bit about my goals for 2021. I've still got a vintage PC goal, and that is this year to complete the 1968 top set. The groundwork for this goal was laid in 2019 and 2020. The starter set I used as a foundation came from a gift from my uncle's old card collection, and that launched my effort with a few hundred cards. I started adding to it using a portion of my monthly sports lock credit that I was generating from those sales. And so as I start 2021, I only need 10 cards. However, those 10 cards include the Nolan Ryan rookie, the Johnny Bench rookie, the Mickey Mantle, Hank Aaron, Killebrew, Brock, and a couple other high numbers. It's still going to take some cash to get this one done, but I'm pretty confident that I can do it. I also still have a goal for the modern PC, and that is down to acquiring 4 2021 base sets. I still love the idea of having a flagship top set for every season. It serves as that historical record in my mind. I also include the Topps update set in that mix because I'd love to make sure that I've got a base rookie for every player going forward. So I'll still either be buying or building that full run of flagship releases for 2021. I'm also going to go after the Bowman sets as well, but in a slightly modified way. I'm happy with only focusing on the paper, base, veterans, prospect, and draft sets. If I get a good deal on the chromes, I'm not going to turn it down. And with some of the lots that I've been purchasing, that is still a possibility. But my goal is only going to be to obtain the base paper sets for the Bowman releases. I also, again, will have a financial goal. And that is going to be to make a profit and to increase my inventory. I look at my card-related business as a long-tail effort. I don't want to necessarily maximize a single year's profit at the expense of setting myself up for future income streams on into my retirement. And that's not going to change for 2021. My goal has always been to have a self-sustaining hobby where my sales generated the funds that I needed to purchase items for my collection. But since in July of 2020, I bought out one of the local card shops in my town and took over the operations, that has shifted my goal a little bit to think about things from a actual small business perspective too. That buyout included about 1 million cards of inventory. And so not only do I want it to be self-sustaining, I want to be profitable and continue to grow the inventory that I've got available both online and in my brick and mortar shop. If I have more cash and cards on December 31st than I started the year with, I'll be happy. In addition, the website and podcast started generating consistent affiliate and sponsorship income in 2020, and I hope to continue growing that revenue stream in 2021. For the website and for the podcast, I still want to post a lot. My goal is to create at least 400 pieces of content. Again, I want to do 100 pieces of content on the website and another 300 on TikTok and Instagram reels and podcast episodes. So just like last year, this is a goal that I think is going to be the toughest to complete. So many of life's distractions have the potential to derail my efforts, but I'll without a doubt be doing what I can to achieve it. It's going to be a challenge, but between blog posts, podcasts, quick videos on TikTok and Instagram, I should be able to get it done. Talking cards and connecting with the community continues to be so much fun for me, and that gives me the motivation to continue sharing what I'm learning along the way. Last year proved to me that if I'm able to create quality content, the natural result is growth in the Wax Pack Hero community. And that's why I want to keep the pedal down for this goal in 2021. I want to see Twitter grow from that 3,000 mark up to 6,000 followers. I want to surpass 10,000 TikTok followers, and I want blog traffic to grow from about 11,000 views a month to 20,000. I'd love to see the podcast grow from the current 800 to 900 range to 1,500 listeners. Is that possible? I've got no idea. I don't know what the total podcast audience size is for other card-focused shows. I'm not sure what those other big sports card podcast audiences are, but that's going to be my goal. That's what I'm going to shoot for. I'm going to try, and I'm going to find out if it is attainable. I also want to continue to stay active and interacting with people on Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Facebook. Like I started this episode with, I love goals, and I think these goals for 2021 will set me up for another fantastic year. While not everything is perfect in the world of sports cards, the positives far outweigh the negatives in my mind. And it's a great time to be in the hobby. And I'm so appreciative of all the interaction I've had with all of you. Thank you for all of the comments, the feedback, and the conversation that we've had over the course of these last couple years. Thank you for fueling my passion for the hobby and for making collecting and writing and podcasting and creating TikTok videos so much fun. Let me know what goals you've got for 2021 in the comments, or reach out to me on Twitter at TheMikeSummer. Send me an email at waxpackhero@gmail.com. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already, and help give me a jump on that goal too. Thanks again for tuning in. And if you've got somebody else in your life that you think might enjoy this podcast, please do me a favor and share it with them. Thanks, and I'll catch you next time.